Yeah. It's the culture that I'm repping for. It's my creation that you asking for. It's the freedom, it's the way of life. Your people say I'm living wild, but this is my life. Spray my graffiti deep in cerebellum. You understand my artwork, so nobody gotta tell them. I got my head in bed every day and night. I turn my volume up because it's time for graffiti mic.
You know what time it is. This is your boy, the JBN.
And this is your girl, T.I.A.
Woo! I hope everybody had a pretty good last week. But hey, this is June, the month of June. This is Black Music Month. And we starting off with Black Music Month right here. We're going to be interviewing hip-hop artist Reef Hustle later in the show. But this is Tuesdays where we interview artists on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
That's right, from 6 to 7.
6 to 7. So I hope everybody chime in, and we're going to get to know Mr. Reef Hustle.
Yes.
Yes, that's right, TIA. TIA, what's been going on with you?
As usual. Well, last week I didn't work because I was on vacation.
Oh, she was on vacation. She was on vacation.
Yes, she was on vacation. I had to go home. Represent for my baby and my cousins, and
congratulations,
you know, them graduating.
Yes,
my cousin graduating from high school, my baby graduating from middle school.
Yes,
going to high school.
Exactly.
It was a very exciting week.
Shout out to all the graduates out there that graduated from high school and move up a next grade in the level, college students, and continue striving to be the best and continue pushing forward right here.
That's right. And I also got to shout out my mom because today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Mama.
Happy
Linda
birthday, Mama.
I love you, baby.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Hey. Now, happy birthday, Mama. Happy birthday. Yes. So, hey, let's go ahead and start off. We're going to play one of Mr.
Reef Hustle's song. It's called COVID.
And we're going to go ahead and start interviewing him.
Yeah. Turn up my vocals just a little bit.
Oh, Stan yeah. B. Put this in your Dropbox.
Stan B.
Lord Ma. Trust peace, friend to God.
Yo. This is no work strenuous. School discontinued it. Kill us with COVID. 1200 stimulus. You praying for the end of it. I'm saying it's continuous. 5G towers are they devouring our citizens. Family members, they dead. Blemishing all images. You wanting the smoke? We got to finish it. Remember, Bun was packing the Mac in the back of the act. 2021 Mac that was strapped in the act. Get it back the way we come at you. Now let's get it back to the raps. Paper coming through. Now let's get it back to the facts. I got divorced. Paying the cost. I dream to pay your off. Ever see me swinging in clubs? Believe I'm playing golf. She wore a mask. I'm putting money in her ass. That's per hour. Paid $100.50. With this uneducated money in this fast. I'm the smartest nigga playing like a dummy in this class. There's certain ways you gotta move with the plates. My Cubano niggas swear they trying to move to the States. Cause man, $100 a yam. You be confused in the face. That hotel smoke. It's all white community based. Understand my camp's up. I'm the mean of that. No cap, my fresh haircut. I took my music to a bigger business and got paid off. Learned the game now, so these Hitler niggas I ate off. Bow down now, I'm back to making bread. And I swear that these hospitals assassinated Fred. But anytime I think about it, it's annoying. This nigga knocked me up, I just saw my barber's appointment. I shape up, but never shake up. My whole life I roll dice and most men that ace up. He going sleep as wake up. When Trump was shaving votes, I was taking notes. They come in. Ask, would you pay for yo? Now play me close, cause what I say is dope. My words got oohs and eyes and then more woos than Ray and Ghost. Nonetheless, and they can't see us. I just tended to 7, they rolling the damn Prius. I see fake love and you can't beat us. Taking in blood like you holding a sangria. But you don't wanna get closer to me. People dying, we still grinding. Who you posing to be? We come from nothing, understand the struggles of a man, and we hustling out the can. Many you act as Christian or Baptist, Muslims or Catholics, praising your Lord to get good with your practice. For a reason, out now. Sneaker box coming. Y'all niggas is in trouble. Hey, y'all! For a reason, too. BX. Rest in peace, Fred the God. TBM. Yeah.
That was Reef Hustle with COVID.
COVID. And on the line right here, no other. We got hip hop right here, artist Reef. Hey, brother, how you doing?
Peace. What's going on?
What's going on? What's the word? Welcome to the Brand of Us Indie Podcast Radio Show. And if you got the app, everybody out there also listening, you can listen to it right now live on TBOU 24/7 Radio app. But welcome, my brother, and let the people know out there who is Reef Hustle and where you from and represent.
Reef Hustle is an MC, a dope MC from the Bronx. Not only an MC, but an artist as well, you know, who loves to paint pictures and give you know, relative things going on, give you, real life stories and everything. Not too much of the fabricated stuff, but, you know, sometimes, you know, it's locker room talk because, you know, as a rapper, as a hip hop artist, you know, you got to brag a little bit. But at the same time, for the most part, you know, I gotta like drop some fire and then give you. And give you some of that medicine, you know?
Yes, you did. With the song that we has played was COVID. What made you write the song COVID?
Well, you know, of course, you know, a lot of people was in the house during the COVID time.
Correct.
You know, and you know, it was just like really, really stressful for a lot of people. You know, it's just like pretty much like being in jail, you know, but a lot of people not really knowing.
Yeah.
You know, but being in jail and basically you didn't really You know, you had to actually be more creative for what was going on in your life, or else you was going to pretty much go crazy. Because there was a lot of people who actually, you know, kind of lost it, you know, gain anxiety and gain certain things from COVID. You know what I mean? And then and also, you know, during that time, you know, my good friend Fred the Godson, he passed away, you know, and from COVID. You know what I mean? And, you know, I was taking care of my mom at the time. You know, my mom had a Parkinson's and she was born in dialysis. So I was taking care of her at the time.
Wow.
And the time when Fred was in the hospital, you know, I was staying with my mom's, you know.
Yes.
And I really couldn't sleep, man. I was really up. I was literally up like 22 hours of the day. You know what I mean? And he was in the hospital for 2 weeks. And then when we got the word, you know, it was just heart wrenching, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Our deepest condolences on that level too, bro, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, you know, really, you know, it was a hard pill, man. It was a hard pill to hit. And then, you know, not too long after that, my mom passed away.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And so, and she didn't pass away from COVID, but you know, during that time, you know, it all had a lot to do with, you know, people getting sicker, sicker. You know what I mean? And so, you know, I'm sure COVID had, you know, somewhat to do with it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Right. What made you decide to pursue a career in the music business?
I got a passion for music. You know what I mean? It's just that, like, the music business, I'm not going to lie to you. I can't stand it. I hate it. But, you know, I got a passion for music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And something that I love to do, you know, you basically never work a day in your life. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to work. You know what I mean?
We don't.
I love. You know what I mean? So I love to, you know, I have a passion for music and is the reason why, you know, I decided to, you know, to pursue a career because that's really all I want to do.
Okay. So, do you remember your first lyrics you have written?
Absolutely not.
He's probably written so much.
Yeah. So do you freestyle or you write most of the time?
I write. I used to freestyle a lot. I mean, off the top, used to freestyle a lot. But after I started hearing so many dope records, I was like, oh, whoa, hold on. Let me sit down and you know, let me give it this some thought. Let me get it some real thought. You know what I mean? And really go with that. You know. So that's why I decided to, you know, actually become a writer and an artist and stuff like that. I mean, I can freestyle right off the top and stuff like that, but you know, it's I gotta actually feel it. I gotta mess around, probably get drunk or something.
Exactly.
You know, I'm just having like fun and leisure time, and you know, and probably just bugging out with my friends and stuff like that. Yeah, you know. So, okay.
Yep. Would you say that music played a part in your early years of your life?
Absolutely. Basically, music is really a feeling, man. Mm-hmm. And you know, it was basically one of those things where, you know, I couldn't go outside unless I cleaned the house. You know what I mean? And when I cleaned the house, my mom was like, hey, we're going to put on this music, man. You ain't going nowhere until you clean this house. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I started just vibing to the music and loving it and not actually really realizing that, you know, oh, damn, this is a classic right here. You know, I'll be in a club and I'm dancing and the OG play the record. I'm like, oh, shit, yeah. I know all the words, but sometimes I might not even know the artist. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, you know, that's crazy.
How do you just well TA will ask you the question, but how do you come up with first, what's your music categorized? Hip hop, rap, street, what? Conscious music?
Relative music.
Relative music.
Yeah, relative music from the street, relative music from, you know, based on knowledge, relative music based on experience, relative music, you know, based on, you know, life. So I would say relative, you know.
Okay. And then, you know, that's when do you walk around the streets of Brooklyn and get some bits and pieces on what you see, and do you put it on a pen and paper? That's
he
how
just
you do.
Said he
all right, let's
life.
Get this
about life.
So
let's get this straight. First things first, I'm from Brooklyn.
Once.
You know what I mean? No disrespect to Brooklyn.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm from the Bronx, but I just get it through life experiences. You know what I mean? Sometimes you know, being affected by stuff that's around, you know, that's around me. You know what I mean? I'm a good author. You know what I'm saying? For people who are not here today, for even people who don't know how to write and don't know how to, you know, formulate kind of like a what you would call probably like a Montessori type of thing where, you know, you learn things through rhythm. You know what I mean? But yeah, pretty much is really through like I said, life experiences and even if it's something funny or, you know, something that people could relate to, you know, is that as well. You know what I mean? Because it's not like I can't have fun with music. You know, I like to have fun with music as well.
Okay. Would you say you create for yourself or your fans or both?
Both. I say I create for both. There's certain things that I like, you know, because I mean, if you're a real artist, you know, a real artist is really spaced out. You know what I mean? They mind travels in it. And it's all over the place, you know what I mean? So, you know, being an artist, you know, I love to experiment, you know, because that's what artists do, that's what scientists do.
Mm-hmm.
I love to experiment. But you know, I know there's some times where, yo, you know, when somebody tell me, they be like, yo, you know, you gotta have something for the ladies, yo, you gotta have something for this, yo, you gotta have something for that. You know, I just be really wanting to give that. I be wanting to give a vibe out, you know, I be wanting to give a vibe out to a lot of my music, but some things I understand if I got to say something to the ladies, if I'm saying something to the ladies, it's because, you know, I feel like that day or something like that, or I feel a certain way that day. And then I'm putting it down, you know, I'm just not going to, you know, write about the ladies good or bad, you know, if it's not me, you know, and if it's not relative, you know what I mean? I'm not going to tell you, I'm going to take you on a plane and I'm not telling you all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to tell you all that. But I'm going to tell you, you know, your personality is nice. You know what I'm saying? Like, have I seen you in my life? Mm-hmm. God face shining, have I seen you in the light? Lying in the middle of the night? Have I, like, you know, right, something like that. Right. You know?
Exactly.
Trying to figure out your figure, what your dinner might be like. You
okay.
know?
Okay.
Stuff like that. Okay. You know?
Well, hey, hang tight. Hang tight, we're going to be right back with more with Rehearsal right here. We're going to play a song right here. This is Rich Chamberlain right here. Be right back.
Nightfall.
Yeah. I'm back. When it's nightfall. When the night falls and the killers come out, even be scared like we going through a drought. When the night falls and the killers come out, you might end up dead if you go the wrong route. When the night falls and the killers come out, you might win nothing to lose and we'll kill without a doubt. When the night falls and the killers come out, when that night falls and you got nothing to eat, searching around everywhere looking for places to sleep. Nowhere. Head full of the little shit, nothing won't let you think. Nowhere to lay for shelter just to go count some sheep. Me the creeps, watch company you keep. Yikes. Been in them, you better watch your feet. Yes. Pushing it this week, and all the talking is cheap. Next thing you know, your ass is just happening in the streets. Hold up, cause them just don't play when they under pressure. Nah. Mentally exhausted, trying to keep it together. Got this prescribing pills and shit, it's gonna make it better. Not knowing that in the hood, there's always some stormy weather. Yeah. It's cold out in these streets, go grab a sweater. I'm the kid that was home receiving the prison letters. Trafficking at a mile, high going for highest betters. The streets is getting ugly, killing is the trendsetter.
When the night falls and the killers come out, even if you scared like we going through a drought. When the night falls and the killers come out, you might end up dead if you go the wrong route. When the night falls and the killers come out, you know I have nothing to lose and we'll kill without a doubt. When the night falls and the killer come now, coming.
People in the circle, two or three are probably much. Don't feel no type of way. Even loves ones will hurt you. Night times, all my demons come out. I'ma take a crisis home because he wanted the clout. And we too deep up in the venue trying to eat what's side of me. Say you drink what you went through, probably roll a split for two. Say don't drown in the swimming pool. Bend the over, living room, damn. Well, that's the move, damn. Well, that's the move. Yeah. I do everything like I got something to prove. On my list, just be friends. I feel like Drake from the views. I try my way through all my issues. I can't have the blues. I love nighttime. It's way too many moves. I gotta watch how I step. Not trying to be the one left. And this shift go left. Put that boy on the shelf. I got shooters on standby like I play for the Nets. I got my homies in it.
That was Rich Chamberlain with Nightfall. We're back right here. On Graffiti Mike interviewing and talking to
Reef Hustle. Also,
hello, there, still there?
That's right. I'm here. I'm on deck.
Yeah.
Reef Hustle.
Reef.
Yes.
Yes. Hey.
No.
I have a question. Who was your influencers, first of all?
You're not gonna believe this, but you know, my mom's played a lot of music that I was influenced by. You know, I was influenced by the Clark Sisters.
Okay.
I was influenced by Otis Redding. I was influenced by, of course, James Brown, George Clan,
mm-hmm.
Prince, Michael Jackson, Hall & Oates. I mean, man, the list goes on. Phil Collins,
the legends.
Paul McCartney. Yeah.
The
legends. New Edition. You know what I mean? Like. Dudes, people like that, man. People like that. Real artists and real creators. Rick James, you know, the list go on, man.
Yeah.
And even the new brothers too, like Chris Brown is super amazing. Usher is super amazing. You know what I mean? The kid Jacquees, he's ill too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
he's fire. So you know, it's a lot of artists that a lot of people really don't know about that I just be catching on iTunes and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So,
mm-hmm. You know, like I'm influenced by artists, you know, artists.
Pretty much the
creative
artists. Yes, icons, yep. And legends.
Yep.
I'm the same way, the creative ones.
Yep.
Okay, as you said that your mom was your best influencer. Mm-hmm. And would she also be your main inspiration for wanting to do music? I become
my own? My mom's, but no matter what, my mom's always invested in what I wanted to do. You know, I remember one time I wanted to be an actor, and she paid for acting classes. Mm. I remember when I was playing in basketball tournaments. You know, she ain't never really come because you know she was just a one parent home, and she had to work. But right. You know, guess you know she'd give me a few dollars just to register, You know what I'm saying? I mean, even up to now, before she passed away, I had a album out called For a Reason. You know, I have an album out called For a Reason. And, you know, she kept on bugging me, talking about she wanted to buy my music. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She was like, oh, nah, I want to buy it. I said, don't worry about it. I'm doing something for you. She was like, nah, I want to buy it. I want to hear it. I want to buy it. You know what I mean? And, you know, regardless, I mean, even now, I know she's my biggest influencer, you know?
And now, she was your biggest supporter. That's what's
and,
up.
Yes, and my biggest supporter, yep. Yeah. My biggest influencer and my biggest supporter, yes. Absolutely. Yep.
Well, do you produce? I'm about to ask you, do you produce some of your songs too? Like, do you go in the studio? Do you produce, engineer?
So, I don't engineer. I know what I want to hear. I don't produce. But I do know what I want to hear. So I can orchestrate. So executive production, yes. You know, I do that. But as far as the technical part of it, no. But my ear is amazing, and I know what I want to hear. You know what I mean? So I do a lot of orchestration.
Okay.
No.
How did your style evolve since the beginning of your career? How would you say your style has evolved?
Maturity, you know, maturity experience. It evolved a lot. When I first got into the pros, basically, you know, and how I got into the pros is through Big Pun, you know what I mean? But okay. You know, once I got into the pros, it was, you know, it was real. It got kind of serious, man, and I started really like I said, really formulating and doing stuff like that until I got it down packed, and you know, I basically enjoyed what I was doing, and I'm like, okay, this is how it should be done. Mm-hmm. Even by watching Pun and knowing that, you know, that this guy rarely slept and he was always writing, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is what I have to do in order to be this, and in order to sharpen my skills. Exactly. You know what I mean? So yeah, so you know, I continue to do that practice, you know, just continue by repetition, and that helps me evolve. You know, that helps me evolve. It helps me, you know, go through different time zones, mm-hmm. and pull out things that I never thought I could pull out. You know, it's crazy, but like I said, that's why I call myself really an artist. But I'm definitely an MC at heart because I come from the Bronx, and you know, there's certain things that you got to do to get your name up, you know, and you definitely MCing has got to be one of them.
Definitely. Okay. I'm definitely in the Bronx, like you said. And also, you know, since you mentioned Big Pun and stuff, you know, from have you ever performed with some of the artists, you know, throughout the Bronx when you was writing and, you know, coming up and doing all your things?
Sure. I've performed with Tony Sunshine.
Okay.
From the Terror Squad. Yeah. I performed with Big Pun's son, Chris Rivers. I also helped develop him as well, you know, in his early years of rapping. Benzino is another guy that I have performed and worked with and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So, you know, so do my travels. Yeah, absolutely. Me getting here right now is a beautiful thing. But yeah, all of those things, like they you know, basically showed me, you know, just by example, of going to the next stage, you know what I mean? Of going to the next level.
Yeah, level up. Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, to be a successful artist, you should always strive to expand your repertoire and be prepared to work long hours and travel frequently. What is an artist's responsibilities to you?
Stay consistent. It's definitely a responsibility. You know, you want to be known and you want to get out there. Always be on time. Always be on time, yes. No matter what. Always be on time. The only thing is if God stops you, that's about it. You know what I mean? Somebody right. passes in your family, but always be on time is the main key because you never know. And also, you know, be professional. You know, just be professional. It's important to be professional. It's also important to be vocal, but know when to shut up. You know what I mean?
Yes, most definitely, most definitely. Hey, we're going to play another song of yours, Extreme Fever. Can you collaborate on that before we play?
Yeah, so I have an album right now. You know what I mean? I don't know if y'all want to get into that yet, but it's called Sneaker Box, right? And they have it has the elements on this album. If you ever seen the picture, if I don't, I'll get you the picture. If you don't have,
I'll get you the.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I have an actual Sneaker Box with a microphone in there. Mm-hmm. You know, a tape in there, an actual cassette tape, a Bieber, and some gold basically symbolizes. And also a microphone, you know what I mean, with a notebook at the bottom of the Sneaker Box, mm-hmm. you know. So basically, those are all different realms. And like I said, you know, in order to be an MC in the Bronx, and in order to stand strong, I had to give the element of the rhyme and the beat and the rhyme. You know what I mean? I had to give you that element from where, you know, that came from. I had to give you that foundation. You know what I'm saying? So that's where Extreme Fever come from. It's inspired by a late great MC named Big L. You know what I mean? I had to basically, you know, rock on that beat. You know what I'm saying? Just to let you know that, hey, this is the foundation. Because I basically take you through a time zone, a kind of futuristic time zone from 86 to 96. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. 2086 to 2096. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I had to take you through that zone, and that's basically Extreme Fever is the element of the foundation of the beat and the rhyme. You know what I mean? So I had to give you that. You know, also of course, once again, this is the locker room talk. That's the locker room talk right there. You know what I mean? That's the talk that the ladies don't really hear. You know, when we in the locker room.
That's right.
You know, yeah. You know what I mean? Or when we venting to our boys and stuff like that, you know exactly. what I'm saying? So, you know, it's you know, we just talk our talk, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I'm just talking my talk on this one right here.
Okay.
You know, I'm just talking my talk. So yeah. Check out Extreme Fever, y'all.
Fuck who did I offend? Rappers, sit back. I'm
about to begin. TBM, rest in peace, Fred the God.
About to begin.
Trust gang, my peoples, my peoples, the loyals, my peoples, Loma, my peoples, I'm hotter than y'all, Extreme Fever, I saw with street sweep, y'all, boss and I beat divas, the wars they don't speak neither, thoughts of a street dreamer, I bought me a peach beamer, with coffee and cream cedars, with Chunky McQueen sneaker. I will dead more than one of y'all, please speak up. My flow is a cross, a punisher, meets ether. Know that I'm nice, controlling the mic, claim souls in the night. Rock old with the ice, always one big roll of the dice. Big pancake, stacking the big band-aids. Cooling bricks out of that pot, that's big fan base. You taking mines, I'm taking one of theirs. But y'all niggas running scared. Since I dumb it down, that's what y'all want to hear. I caught the hurts in all my verse, no accidental bars. You sound the worst, my ear hurts. That's a rental car. I rhyme live with an open dome. Nah, I ain't off the home. They hoping that I die and buy my chromosomes. But now I'm hurting your block. I shut it down with my styles. One third of the locks. No coincidental fees. I'ma get them to believe. Politic in my mind shine like I'm living in Belize.
Why do I end up in so much shit? I done came way too far to be calling it quits.
Big
shit, wanna lock me up.
Rest
even
in peace,
legit.
King.
They can't stand to see a young brother pockets
King.
Commit.
The horns for that one right there.
Yeah, that was Refuso, Extreme Fever.
Yes.
You know it.
Yeah.
Okay. So
talk about it, baby. Talk about it. Come on, let's go.
Let's go.
What are the essential qualities that make a good artist?
I would say have an all around game. You know what I mean? I would say if you was on the basketball court, you got to know how to play the one, the two, the three, the four, and the five, and
correct,
be the coach.
Correct. Yes.
You know what I mean? So that's what I say. You know, I say that's what you got to be. And you know, I salute you know, like the greats. You know, Pun was like that. Jay-Z's like that. Mm-hmm. Kanye's like that.
I hear that.
You know,
in
you got. Yeah, you got these. You got, man, Nas is like that, man. I mean, you got to have an all-around game to me. You know, Rick Ross is like that. You got to have an all-around game. You got to have an all-around game.
Yeah, since you mentioned Big L and Big Pun and everybody, and I'm going to repeat myself the question that I asked. I mean,
these guys are your influencers and everything else. Have you ever just hang out with some of these cats and stuff? Right now you hang out with Big Pun's son, but any other cats, dead or alive? Anybody out there?
I mean, I hung out with Joe. I hung out with Steph Marbury. I'm sorry, he's not an artist, but I hung out with Zeno. I've hung out with gentlemen like 38 Special from the Trust Gang. Let me see, Flea Lord from the Lord Mob.
Because you know the reason why I'm saying that, because by listening to your flow, like you just said, you know, you have a different type of flow, and you got that little bit of that Nas in you and that Jay-Z in you too. You know, that's it. You know, I try to compare you to them, but that's your rhythm. You know,
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, like I said, it's about that all around game, man. And you know, I picture myself standing, you know, in the middle of these guys, you know, spitting. You know what I'm saying? And you stand in the middle of these guys spin, mm-hmm. You better come with it. Or,
exactly.
You know, you better come with it.
Come with it, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you got dudes today, you know what I'm saying? J. Cole, Benny the Butcher, Conway the Machine. Mm-hmm. You got Kendrick. You got Drake. You got Wayne. You got, you got so dope MCs, like, those are the dudes who can stand in the middle of these guys. You know what I'm saying?
Even Little Bootsy and all those boys. Anybody.
Yeah. You know, you got to be right. You got to be able to stand in between these guys. Like dudes like Little Bootsy, I respect a lot, man, because, you know, he brought his vibe. Not only he brought his vibe, his artistry, you know, is authentic. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it being authentic is what it is. It's authentic, you know what I'm saying? You can't shy away from being authentic, you know what I'm saying? Even with Dr. Dre, MC Ren, and Ice Cube, and like, these dudes is authentic. Ice T, these dudes is authentic, you know what I'm saying? Like, J Rock, these dudes is authentic.
Yeah,
you know.
That's right.
Would you agree that it is very important to learn, study, and understand old music and the music history?
Absolutely. That's one thing you have to do, because other than that, man, you ain't gonna get no feeling out of music. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna get no feeling out of music. And I say you should always study the foundation of if your parents or whatever your parents was listening to, or even if you find a dude who's working in a mechanic shop and stuff, and he's playing rock music. You know what I mean? Like you gotta. Like blues and stuff, like you have to know exactly, you know, you don't have to know exactly, but you have to listen, and you have to you'll learn a lot of things, because you know what they say is no ideas original, is nothing new under the sun. You know what I'm saying? What Nas said,
right?
You know what I mean? Nothing new under the sun.
BB King, like if you hear BB King, you know that's BB King.
Right. You know what I mean? And you know, sometimes I think I'm like, damn. What state of mind these dudes is in when they was making this music, man? Mm-hmm. You know, where were they at in that point in time in life? What was they thinking about? What was they going through? Where were they living? You know what I mean? Some people ask me that. They'd be like, yo, how in the world you be coming up with these words and put them in such an intricate manner? And how do you do that? And I'm like, I don't know. It's a feeling. You know what I'm saying? It's a feeling that I get, you know?
Well, hey, don't and go. So, hey,
you say, wait, hold on before we go to.
Go ahead, girl. Let me, come on.
You say that music is a feeling. Music is also what heals. It heals people. Yep. Like
That's right.
You know, a lot of people like me, for instance, like I love music. I've been listening to it since I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm upset about something or just anything, if I could go to music and just listen to like the late greats, like, you know, everybody, it just calms me. Like
it does.
Oh yeah, that's therapy. I'm sorry, I should have said that. You're right. That's therapy. You know, when you feeling aggression, you gonna put on some DMX. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? With my dog ass.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You want to talk to the ladies? Yeah, you want to talk to the ladies? You gonna put on some LL? You know what I'm saying?
Right. I need love or something. Yeah. I feel you.
You know
bro.
What I'm saying? So. Yeah, definitely. It's definitely therapeutic. Music is definitely therapeutic. You know, It's definitely a great medicine, and it also it saves a lot of lives and it cures people
yes,
too.
Yes, it does.
It does.
That's why I say it heals. It heals people. Like,
yep.
That's what
yep.
it does.
Definitely. Yep. Hey, we're gonna take a short commercial break and be back. We're gonna be back with hip hop artist Reef Hustle right here. Don't go nowhere.
Welcome to our world of music. Music that unites people. In the mix. Back to back, beat to beat. Come on, DJ, hit me with another track.
That's right. TVOU 24/7 radio.
In your face, all over the place. We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Now, back to the music.
Yeah, that's right. Back here on Brand of Us Any Podcast Radio Show. And again, like if you have the app, download the app, go to Google Play Store and Apple Play Store and get that TBOU 24/7 radio and take us with you. And right now, if you got the app, you listening to us right now live.
That's right.
And we talking to Mr. Hip Hop Artist Reef Hustle right here. Hey, we have another song. Hey, we have another song too. And correct me if I'm wrong, the song called Give Them Those Bars.
Well, it's called Bar Fest. I switched it up and I called it Bar Fest.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Okay, my bad. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's featuring my man Boogie Black.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I said, I took you to a futuristic time zone. You know what I mean? And I took one of them soul drums, like I ain't gonna really say the name, but you'll be able to hear the influence, man. You'll see that joint got nothing but feeling in it. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I dip a little bit, you know, give you a little bit of medicine in there, but I still keep it fun. I still keep it enjoyable, listen to. You know what I'm saying? It's something that you could definitely work out to and hit the bag. You know what I mean?
Well, guess what? We're going to play it. And when we play it, after we play it, we're going to ask you what else more we will be expecting from you. Don't go nowhere.
Absolutely, man. This is Bar Fest featuring Boogie Black.
A little bit of this, TBL. A little bit of that. You understand me? You want bars?
Yeah.
Style on.
This here is Bar Fest. See God's strength. I'm definition of progress. Real MC and in process. You don't struggle, you don't understand concept. Do it for the ghettos and projects. Instead of asking me how many jars left. Mama keep a blicky in the armrest. For real, you don't feel that muscle line yet. You lurking, you twerking. The new purse made you a new person. You don't see that we're a target. Get ready, you don't see I'm doing bar sets. 2 for 4, we do for war. My crew deploy, your dudes is off. We move for one, we move for more. You choose to quit, you lose it all. I kept going, now who's the boss? Spit garbage, I'ma spit it a bit conscious. Slick bars, and if you get it, I've been pompous. Been honest, from beginning I went bonkers. Lip doggins, giving in illiterate nonsense. Lyrical content, get a book and finish this conference. My pen got a venom, killing regardless. Sicking and heartless, nothing ill as this in the market. Life from the mic to the swipes, I'ma charge him. Bar murder the bar server. When you thought I couldn't do it, I gone further. You a bartender, but I'm a bar bender. Non-iller, the bar killer was gonna hurt sir. It's 2 for 4, I'm due for war. My crew to blow, your dudes is soft. We move for one, we move for more. You choose to quit, you lose it all. I kept going, now who's the boss?
Yeah, give them those bars. Yes. I mean,
woo! Definitely just did that.
Yeah, you
definitely
did that. You did that. You brought back some old school for me, bro.
Yes, sir.
Yes. It's an old school like that, man. Who is the guy, name the artist that's featured with you on this?
It's my man Boogie Black. He's like a crowd motivator. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, he's a crowd motivator, and he's amazing, man. When he on the microphone, he in a club, or he anywhere in the stadium, when he on that microphone, mm-hmm. oh my God, he command attention. If you hear, you can hear it right there. You can hear all in it.
Yeah.
He command that attention.
Yes, because Boogie Black also remind me, what's the other artist that get a crowd crunk? I can't remember.
You talking about what's this guy? I forgot this guy.
Oh gosh, I can't remember the dude's name. But anyway, we interviewing you.
Lil
John.
No, Free Hustle. Yeah, Lil John. Yeah,
Lil John.
Yeah, Lil John. Lil John. That's right.
Lil John gets it crunk.
Yeah, he does get it crunk.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Or DJ Cool. DJ Cool.
Yeah.
Kid Capri.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Like, exactly. Those are them guys. Those are them guys.
Okay.
My man, World Tracks. Yeah, those are them guys.
Definitely.
Yeah, World Tracks, yes. Now, hey, man, tell the listeners where they could get more of Reef Hustle and what else new coming up with you.
All right, check this out, man. For you guys, please go to my own exclusive website, torchville.com. Torchville.com, my own exclusive website, and you can get the new material there called Sneaker Box, right? I got an album called For a Reason as well, where you can go on all major platforms, YouTube, Spotify, you can go on all of that stuff, and you can check that stuff out as well. And I got some dope artists on that. But right now, I'm talking about Sneaker Box. Sneaker Box, like I told you, is like the futuristic, you know, it's like the futuristic back in the day type of thing. Like, it's crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I give you the elements of there. I give you the beats and rhymes. And then, you know, I take you to a point where you're like, oh, word. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is hot. This is crazy. Yeah. And I did it. And I basically put my own identification to it. So, you know, you guys are going to enjoy that, man. You know what I'm saying? And it gives you the elements of how we, you know, grew up back in the day. You know, a lot of us didn't have bank accounts, man. A lot of things was in our sneaker box. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so that's basically what that's about. Yep. You know, so please, torchville.com, everybody. Torchville.com. And please support the independent artists that's hustling, that's struggling, that's doing a beautiful struggle, that's working
yes,
on a beautiful
are.
Struggle.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? And let's just keep on moving, baby. Rock with me, and I'm telling you, man, I'm gonna give you all kind of variety of music, man, and stuff coming from Reef Hustle. I appreciate y'all guys for real.
Or anytime,
we appreciate
brother. Anytime,
you too.
You're definitely
I have one more question.
Go
for
ahead,
you.
T. I hit him on.
Come on with it. Come on
what
with
is one message that you would like to give anyone wanting to be
in this
hip hop artist?
Yeah, hip hop in this hip hop game. Yeah, man.
One, don't quit. Have a backup plan.
I'm glad you say that. You know what? You're the first person to say that on our show. Have a backup plan.
Have a backup plan. I'll give you my whole story. I'll give you my whole life. We'd be here for hours. Have a backup plan, man. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
One thing that I wasn't though, you know, don't be afraid to, you know, to get out there and find your purpose, or your purpose will find you, you know?
Yes.
You know, and whatever that is, that's your purpose. That's what you go for. Go for that purpose. Because that's what your purpose is. Everything else ain't gonna work.
That's true. Not for everybody. That is so true.
Yep.
True, and sometimes I tell artists out there too, all types of artists all over the world, I say, hey, if you fail, that don't mean it isn't over, you know? Because once you fail, that's right, TIA, you get back up and try it again. But then if you fail again, it may be another direction you need to go in, you know?
Right, because that might not be your purpose, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But at the same time, you know, if that's a passion of yours, find a way to do it.
That's
find
right.
a way.
You're going to keep going.
Keep
you're gonna
going
to keep
yeah.
pushing. You're going to keep going because that's what you love
yeah.
to do.
Yeah. If you listen to Sneaker Box on torchville.com, you know, I made a record called Grand Rising, and Grand Rising is actually about that. You know, I said, you know, never give up on your dreams. You know what I'm saying? Never give up on your dreams. But one thing I've learned Like I said, it's crazy. Like, you know, you guys might think I'm crazy. I'm about to tell you something right now.
Go ahead.
I basically could have went to Columbia University for free, and I didn't choose to go.
How come?
Yeah, you hear that?
Because that wasn't his passion. His passion is music.
Yeah. Now, but as I started understanding, because one thing, and this was my mom, because my mom was working there and she retired from there. She told me, she said, you know, you could teach music. And I'm like, Mom, I know everything about hip hop music. These people don't know nothing about no damn hip hop music. I know everything about this music. She's like, all right, you know, kind of left like that. And I learned later on, you know what I'm saying? But still that passion, you know, that passion drives you, you know, to do this. You know what I mean? It drives you to do what you really want to do in life. You know what I mean? But just know that, you know, you keep God first while you're doing it, though. Exactly. You keep God first.
Exactly. Amen.
You
got to
keep him first in everything you do.
Amen.
Yep. Got to keep him first.
Yeah, right now, we're looking on your website right now, torchville.com.
Yes. Torchville.com, man. I got a lot of dope music, man. And like I said, man, if we was on this for another hour, man, I'll give you way more stories than that, man.
Oh, don't worry. But, you know, don't worry. We gonna, yeah. You know, we always do an update on artists, and you know, yes, we'll be interviewing you again, and this time it's gonna be live. So it's gonna be completely live, like video live, face to face live.
Right.
Yeah. Let's go.
That's what we're working on. And everything else, but right now everybody have heard of you all over the world, and I tell people, you don't know who's listening.
That's right.
Who's listening? Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother.
Thank you for
letting us interview you and get to know you, and you know we want to continue to get to know you and keep in touch with us, man. And
and
you know,
and keep sending us that dope music.
Yes, man. Yes. I tell artists that, and you know. The brand of us, this is what we do, because everybody have so many brands out there, and we trying to put them out there for y'all, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Yeah, I appreciate you guys as well. You know what I mean? I enjoyed myself you guys interviewing me and everything, man.
You're welcome.
And
you're welcome.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime. Definitely opened up a little bit, and I hope you guys, like I said, I hope you guys know a little bit more, you know, got a little bit more idea about me, and you know, and my vibe, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
We will, definitely. But thank you. This has been Reef Hustle, hip-hop artist.
Hey,
yeah!
I love your energy, too, man. But but hey, I want to tell you this, too, brother. Be safe out there, because it's crazy out there. Everybody says it's the crazy world. The world ain't crazy.
Yes, sir.
It's the people in this world.
The people in the world. Yeah, in the world. So just be careful, because you know the shooting's going crazy for some apparent reason. We don't know why. It's wild out there, man.
Crazy
as well. Yeah. So I tell everybody, you be safe, man, in your city, man. We love you, man, and keep you know we want to hear more from you and keep in touch. And also, I have your manager number, so most definitely.
Yes. Blessings. I appreciate you, King and Queen. TBM is the team. Everybody, shout out to everybody. Shout out to the Loyal. Shout out to the Trust Gang. Shout out to the Lord Mob. I mean, shout out to everybody out there. Shout out to my man, King Capri. I mean, shout out to you guys. I appreciate you, man. God bless y'all.
You're welcome. God bless you. All right, brother.
Yes. Peace.
Yes, that was Reef Hustle right there. Yes.
That was an awesome interview.
Yes,
and
it was.
His energy was. Oh, how you can tell, that's how he is every day.
Exactly. Every day. Yes, most definitely. Thank you for tuning in to the Brand of Us Any Podcast Radio Show.
Graffiti Mike.
Yes, right, Graffiti Mike. Yes. So, hey, we're going to go ahead and play a song right here. We're going to play Young Dane, Under the Sun, and we'll be right back.
Established 1994.
Whoop getting Savage Entertainment.
We secure the bag. It's 2021, you heard me. You already know. I heard y'all wanted that real shit, you feel me? Hey, Vinny, baby. So here you go. Yeah, they got it, but this is Florida, baby. It's about 100 degrees. Chill. You better watch what you doing. The streets are grimy. You better not sleep. Yeah. They analyzing everything you're doing. And everything in between. I got that strap up on my lap, and just in case they want beef. I'm reading scriptures every night. Praying to God to change my life. Yeah. They keep telling me this not how things gotta be.
So tell me.
Why do I gotta fight every day? It's just a brief. I'm
clocking in and out the streets like it's 9 to 5. Can't you see? It's kinda crazy though. I'm out here getting all attention with this crazy flow. I'm reaching in the underworld to grab my sight. Yeah, it's ready to blow. They stick a move and get stuck. You gotta be ready to go. Your life can be taken at any moment. You can get struck like a pole. So your life is going in the flesh. Another casket. When opportunities knocking is when the fake ones exposed. They try to take the opportunity when nobody knows. You keep that pressure on the edge, you gon' watch them fold. I work the way I fucking do, so I have to sell my soul. You better watch it, don't crash me, I turn your body cold. I know they watching, they plotting, but I already know. They cannot stop it, I'm popping, I'm already gone. Don't need my only language, complain, I don't need Rosetta Stone. It's just you can tell my vision is grown. I'm molding myself into a monster, I ain't even shown. She's giving no more slack, yeah, I'm all out of rope. And you the type to turn your back and switch up just for a hoe. And all this talk about being real, but the real ain't gotta glow. I ain't gotta talk about it, the streets will tell you that I'm the ghost. I'm a savage, way before I hopped about the coach. Yeah, you must have forgot, I've been trapping since I was 13 years old. You know, reminiscing about flipping my first bowl. Yeah, my dog up, go and grab some baggies from the store. We on this money making mission, we no longer going broke. Oh, wait a minute, let me count this money before we hit the road. Hold it in my Nike box, hit a lick and jump for more. I copped a brand new chain, throw colder than an Eskimo. There's no justice in my league, cause I move like Destro. If I die, resurrect me like the Red Hood, taking out all my foes. I thought I told you that the real never die. Yeah, they multiply, you should've known.
Chill!
You should've known, man. Yeah, I had to come at you, man. Under the sun, freestyle 850, baby. You heard me, Young Dame. I'm at y'all next with this one. Feel me? You ain't feeling, but you feel me now. You heard me.
Chill!
That was Young Dame, Under the Sun, right here on Graffiti What?
Graffiti Mike.
Yeah. The Brandon Bus Any Podcast Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the Brandon Bus Any Podcast Radio Show and TBOU 24/7 Radio Live.
Savage Entertainment.
That we had interview.
Reef Hustle.
Yeah, Reef Hustle. That was a great interview. Very, very educated. And I could tell in his voice, man, he got those different types of vibes, man.
Definitely.
Yes, yes. I definitely love it. We got to have him back on the show. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to have more artists coming our way, y'all. Stay tuned, you know, and we're going to post that up on Meta and other social medias. So, hey, you know, we'll tell everybody peace,
love,
and keep making music right here on TBOU, the Brandon Bus Any Podcast Radio Show.
And
hey,
Graffiti Mike.
And Graffiti what?
Graffiti Mike.
Graffiti Mike, like TIA say. Hey, tomorrow, don't forget, tomorrow we got the Mountain Man. He's back off vacation too. You know, Mountain Man gonna be talking about all these damn gas prices. That's what he gonna be saying on the show.
Listen, since you just mentioned gas prices,
yes.
Mr. Kenny, the man that I work with, mm-hmm. that's training me at work,
yeah,
he was telling me somewhere in California that mm-hmm. the gas is almost $10.
Yes,
$9.49 a gallon.
Yeah, that's right.
I was like, oh my gosh.
You know, it's hey. It's like everything's going
that's
up.
Crazy. It's going to go up for us too. Yeah, right here in South Carolina.
It's going up, but our pockets getting thin. You know what's going on. So y'all tune in to the Mountain Man tomorrow. He going to let you know what's going on. Because you say, man, that's why he got a Harley. He got a Harley. I go ahead and pull my tank up in my Harley and drive to work. I do too. That's what's going on. But hey. You know, I'll be safe out there, man. Yeah, everything's going up, but you know what? They can't break our spirit. Remember that, what I just said.
Don't let them break your spirit.
That's right. You know, they can't. So, you know, only the strong will survive, and all you got to do is put them first, because this shall pass. This shall pass. Yes. Yeah, so.
And you know what song I think we should play last is My Block.
Yes, of
By
course. Yeah, we could play that last, definitely. And also, we be back, of course, TIA myself. Hey, you know, that we was on vacation. So, hey, Friday Night Live Jams, be playing some new music. I mean, woo! Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
For continuing to send your music. to the Brand of Us in the podcast radio show.
Yes, so Friday Night Live Jams, we got something for you. And also we got that, you know, regular, the big show, 6 to 8, right, TIA?
On Saturday.
Every Saturday. We coming back with the flip-flop for you, because this is Black Music Month. We're going to be celebrating some Black Music Month for you. And also, TIA be coming with Mix It Up Sunday, this Sunday.
Right.
So, hey, yeah, just hang tight. We're gonna be back in the building. That's what's up. And we got some interviews coming up next week. So, y'all check us out. We love you. Oh, I'll give a shout out to this real quick before we play the song, TIA. Thanks, each and everyone out there. And, of course, you, TIA, my favorite co-host, for the reward that we get from Stafford, from who's who. You never know who's watching you. Remember that, people out there, like I said, or listening. So thank you. I'd like to give a big shout out to them for honoring me this award. And I just heard I got nominated for another award. So, just because what I'm doing is for the platform and all over the world. That's right. It's your boy, the JVN. It's your girl,
TIA.
That's right.
And I got one more shout out. I want to shout out my mom again. Happy birthday, Linda. Oliver. I love you, mommy.
But hey, we're going to continue moving on and doing it. We're going to say peace,
love,
and keep making music and keep God first. Y'all be safe out there. And hey, we gonna be back right here.
Yeah, it's Gift of Hands. I'm outside in Virginia Beach.
Salute.
But I'm 757. I'm DMV. And you are now tuning in to My Block Live. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you now, I don't care if it's a race. I'ma set my own pace.
On
my
mic.
Ready, set, go. I'm ashamed that I used to shift the blame when I hadn't done my part. Like, say it ain't so. Barely even took the time to just stop and use my mind or try hard. That was before, but now I figure why not start. Ayy. The biggest smile on my face when I'm around. You can't really tell that I'm hurting. Really do my best when out in public, keep my head from tilting down. But deep inside, I feel like a burden. Everybody steady in my ear saying I should keep going. Now realizing that my heart is torn. Some days I wake up excited because I know exactly what I'm doing. Other days I still wish I wasn't born. But it's cool because I've dealt with the pain. If I wasn't so solid, then I would melt in the rain. And the cycles I was in ain't do nothing but just keep on repeating. So I felt insane and I held tight to my selfish ways. Wouldn't seek help because I would self-medicate. But when you look at me, just know that it's never too late. That's why I'm telling you now. I don't care if it's a race. I'ma set my own pace on my mark. Ready, set, go. I'm ashamed that I used to shift the blame when I hadn't done my part. Like, say it ain't so. Really even took the time to just stop and use my mind or try hard. That was before. But now I figure why not start. Ayy. Safe to say I found my rhythm. Don't you dare feel sorry for me, I am not a victim. We got problems and we fix them. It's just for me, music navigates the pain on my system. Beating the odds, I love that. If I ain't learning my lessons, then I mustn't have had enough yet. And Lord knows I can't be upset. Cause there a single time somebody tries to help, I change the subject. Force myself to go it alone. I'm surprised I haven't broke any bones. Take it easy, they don't even need to see me like this. I hid myself at home and I held tight to my selfish ways. Wouldn't seek help cause I was self-medicate. But when you look at me, just know that it's never too late. That's why I'm telling you now. I don't care if it's a race, I'ma set my own pace on my mark. Ready, set, go. I'm ashamed that I used to shift the blame when I hadn't done my part. Like, say it ain't so. Really even took the time to just stop and use my mind or try hard. That was before, but now I figure why not start. I'm telling you now, I don't care if it's a race. I'ma set my own pace on my mark. Ready, set, go. I'm ashamed that I used to shift the blame when I hadn't done my part. Like, say it ain't so. Really even took the time to just stop and use my mind or try hard. That was before, but now I figure why not start. Ayy.
I don't care if it's a race, I'ma set my own pace on my mark. Ready, set, go. I'm ashamed that I used to shift the blame when I hadn't done my part. Say it ain't so. Barely even took the time to just stop and use my mind to try hard. That was before. Now I figure why not start. I figure why not start. Hey.
Yes, we had you. Rise to tame the mind and claim the wildest jungle. Come on. Okay, let's just take it step by step. Feel artillery of words that were left unsaid. Late to bed, regret that what got me seeing red death. Yeah. Take back all the fear and do spank it all the time. 2, 1.